Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Team with all three timeouts. Daniels. Catches caught and loose is Noah Brown, the former Cowboy, inside the 45.
The Commanders might have a number two wide receiver, and they might even have a kicker. Oh, what a difference a week makes and a win makes. Grant and Danny on the Fan, you know us from our work in the nation's capital on the radio. Uh-huh. Soon you'll know us from our work in the Cincinnati, Ohio area. Because we're going on the road. We'll be at the Commanders-Bengals Monday night game a week from now. We're broadcasting live from Thom's Watch Bar. Our buddy Tom Daly is running a casino out there in Indiana. And we're staying in Kentucky while going to the game in Ohio.
I hope that's very clear.
We're going because our friends, Kondori and Murad, are sending us on the road. The exclusive sponsor for our show, the law firm Kondori and Murad, going to guide you and your family in the right direction, help you to draft a will, set up a trust, create a healthcare power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them we sent you so that you can get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. At the end of this segment and at the end of the show, we're going to give away tickets to Caps 50 Fest. Someone's going to win a pair. That Caps 50 Fest event's pretty amazing, and it includes a really cool show with Third Eye Blind. So make sure, if you want those tickets, that you're listening at the end of this segment. But it is time to get to Dan Quinn's Monday conversation with reporters. He sat down today, answered their questions. We've got the best of Dan Quinn from the day after his big first win in D.C. on Grant and Danny.
What I told the players today, that the best teams don't need losses to learn the lessons. And they learn all the intended lessons in the wins too. And I do believe that so much of the first month of the NFL season is about who can learn the lessons the fastest. And we'll definitely be a team that will improve week to week. And we're definitely on to Cincinnati, but we need to stay on us for a minute and make sure, you know, although we're a new team, that's learning, but we can't have mistakes that repeat, you know, in a week or another week. So those are really important topics for us to continue to improve. So all that said, I'll get rocking with you guys and we can get started.
Dan, let's start with the run game. Is what you saw yesterday, why was it working so well? Is that starting to create the kind of identity that you're seeking?
I was really pleased to see some of the runs, the short yardage ones, John, that turned into some big plays. Those were some ones that I just felt it was strong and aggressive, but It's going to take a while. I think the whole NFL in that space, the line of scrimmage work, you'll get better in the run game, you know, as the season progresses. The combination blocks, the traps, the pulling, the movements. But I do love what both Brian and Austin bring to the team. They're different, but they both have unique things. And getting to know them and learn them and what they can do great has been one of the things I've really enjoyed on this early part of the season.
And then kind of along the lines of what you were saying just earlier, the red zone offense and then the defense and some of the runs there, what were some of the bigger issues in those two areas for you?
Yeah, on the let's start on the first one, the touchdown. We've really got to be better on the first one that defensively we allowed. The term, you've heard it, crack replace. And so when one trap block happens, you got to be ready to step in and get there. And so not to be able to deliver on that one down the red zone, that was a bummer for sure. We misfit, I would say probably two or three that caused some of their stronger runs. But by and large, I was pleased. I felt, John, that the effort felt more like us. Not to say it was a completely true to our identity yesterday, but it felt a lot more like us and moving in that way. So I was pleased with that. I felt it was more physical. There was better hitting. There was better tackling. To say we were there, hell no. But it was a lot better and trending in the right space.
Hi, Dan. I know you've talked quite a bit about the pre and post-snap penalties.
Yes.
But are you able to put your finger on why the false starts in particular keep popping up? And how do you go about fixing something like that?
Yeah, those are the ones. So I would call like the pre and post-snap ones, like they'll fall under discipline, Nikki. And those are the ones that we have to get rid of, because there could be a check at the line of scrimmage and you jumped, you know, like, hey, man, like, we're going to get into the best play, have the discipline to stay in it. Like most things, more practice at it for sure. You know, even if you have to check in and out of a play that you don't need to for that simple purpose of doing it right. More often, I found the false starts are, I'm wanting to go too quickly. I'm just get the check, get to the call to go. I can live. You don't want them, but I can live with the combative ones. I can live with a holding or a DPI. I didn't like the one on Nick on the opening kickoff, but when you're trying to be physical, that part I can live with. The pre and the post-snap ones, that's a no bueno for me. So we'll really, you know, kind of focus in on that. The false starts were the ones that set us back in this game from a penalty point of view.
And Zach Ertz had a nice game. I mean, what have you seen from him in your time with him? And, you know, that one catch in particular where – pretty much ripped it out of the defender's hands. I mean, what was your view of that?
Yeah, I was really impressed with Zach's performance yesterday. We call those 50-50 balls, and he made certain it was not going to be that. But I just thought, even like on the very first third down, there was a called penalty against him. I just felt his presence, Nikki, in this game more than others. He'll always be a factor in 2 minute in the red zone and the things that make him him. But I just felt his presence really strongly in this game. He was really dialed in, really ready to go. And the catches, the movements that he did, I thought they were really on point.
Hey, Dan, just curious, after watching the tape, what were your thoughts on your pass coverage yesterday?
Well, I thought it was better in terms of communication first off, Ben. At the Tampa game, we had a couple routes that we didn't match, you know, quite like we'd like. So that part was significantly better. To see us, you know, stay on top of routes and do things, they did a nice job of trying to get some play action shots. But you can live with the ones that are comebacks, and even if it's a, you know, 10 or 15 yard comeback, but you're on top of the route. But the ones that go over the top of your head, those are the ones that you can't live with. And so I was pleased to see that come into life more. I felt the guy's speed in the game. And I thought Quan did a good job coming out of the middle field again. That is one of the real strengths for him.
And as somebody who obviously is steeped in the defensive side, they targeted Malik Nabers 18 times yesterday. And we see some teams, just no matter what, they're throwing it to their guy. What is it that allows some teams to do that, where other teams, fans will always scream, or maybe reporters too, hey, get that guy the ball? What is it allowing them to do it when you know it's kind of going in that direction?
Yeah, I think if you're going to be intentional in that spot, then you, most teams, Ben, will move the player around to where, you know, the first or second read could go. I was certainly impressed by Neighbors. When you see him in person, you feel his size, you feel his strength, you feel his speed that you can go. And so I think he's going to be an excellent player, or is an excellent player. But I was most impressed just by the size and speed of him. So anybody that can play inside, outside, that takes a lot of work to do. Oftentimes you'll see route combinations where they're going to throw, this is where the read is, man or zone, and where it can go. And then other teams will say, we're going to put that player into that spot. And it takes a certain skill set to be able to do that, and he certainly is one that can.
Was it intentional to have Jaden throw really quickly a lot of horizontal routes like before the year, or is it just how it's kind of worked out these last two games?
Yeah, I think as you're going through it, Sam, like, we're still learning too. And, you know, Jaden's just going into his second game. We had some ones down the field that we would have liked to have seen him take. Some of the ones even on the scrambles to remain a passer as you're coming closer towards the line of scrimmage to throw it down the field. You're probably referring to some of the RPOs that would have worked in there. One of the things I did like about, you know, the way that we did able to control the possession of the ball, I think there was probably 35 runs and 23 completions. And if you're 55, 56, I think we ended up being like 58, somewhere in that neighborhood, Sam, what then happens is time of possession, you know, now can become a factor, more plays. And so although we missed the mark in the red zone, I was pleased to see us, you know, taking care of the ball and having long extended drives. So we didn't punt, but I will say that the completion, the poise of Jaden and putting the ball at the right spot, that's a really big deal. And I think the more we play, like, we are still a new team together, the more reps, the more game experience that we get, these are really valuable, like, times for us. And so the games are so important, not just because of the win-loss, but, like, how we want to play. So I just kind of anticipate us continuing this trajectory upwards.
Kind of to that point, what did you think of the pre-snap communication, especially when you guys went no huddle? And because I know a couple of the false starts were when you guys went no huddle. Was that an influencing factor there? And I guess, what did you think of the progress in that area?
I felt like coaches and players did a good job communicating. That was one of the things, if you remember from last week, that I spent a lot of time on to say, I want that part in game to be better. You're correct that two of the false starts were, you know, checking a play, going from one to another potentially. And that is part of what we do. So the more discipline, the more that we can practice it, the better we'll get at it. And so doing it in the game-like environments, with noise, without noise, all of those, we'll continue to do that, because there's a lot, you know, that we want to work on. But that in specific, the pre-snap, like, making sure we get that right, that's really important. And we're going to work our ass off to get that right.
Hey, Dan, tell the truth Monday, everything on the table. Do you feel like the coaching staff and the players are much more receptive after a win like that?
You know, Scott, it's an awesome question. I'm glad you brought it up, because we really try to treat them both the same. And it is human nature after a loss to dig in, to go to where you're going. But it's honestly why we do it after the wins as well, to have the same accountability after the win as you do after the loss. And the dangerous part, if you don't do those, Scott, where you don't make those corrections, that it can just kind of get swept under the rug, and then before long you're missing on some things. So we try to make sure we're going to stay even keeled, just knowing that, like, the whole thing for us is about getting better. And if we can do that over and over again, that's a big deal. And I do think you know, this first month in the NFL, it's a race to see who can improve the fastest, because everybody's now got their team, they're doing their stuff together. So yeah, I'd like to say we can learn, you know, on the days where we win as much as the days that we don't. It's definitely, you're right though, it's human nature when you make a mistake or something. I'm not going to do that again. Well, you still make mistakes when you win. We're just fortunate that we're sitting here today talking about this many penalties and still winning. So there's a lesson there as well.
It was a pretty big win for you personally, because that was your first win as an NFL head coach since 2019. How gratifying was that for you personally to get that win?
You know, honestly, I was last week I was so looking forward to it for the guys, Scott. They had put so much in. So when we didn't deliver in Tampa, I was really bummed, man. I was really down. And so to be able to say, hey, we're coming right back, getting right back to work to go do it, and then to have the win at home against a division team – That's a really big deal. We had spent some time the night before the game about the history of the NFC East and with our team and with the Giants. And as cool as that is, we get to write our own story now. And we know what the past was, and it's important to remember that to know where we want to go. But I thought to get our home win in the division, that having a first one there, like, it was awesome, man.
And what did you think of Jaden's process at the line of scrimmage, reading the box, seeing where the overloads were, reading the safety maybe, and making the decision to either hand off or go to the throws?
Yeah, he's really got a lot of poise to him, Dave. And the reason I say that, decisions, he's very cool under it. There will definitely be some plays that he would like to have back in terms of staying in a progression, remaining a passer longer. And he's got the ability, so when he gets outside the pocket, he can still threaten the line of scrimmage and rip it down the field. When we start doing that as well, it'll open up even more big plays because the defender can't come on and converge where when he scrambles outside the pocket, he's going to be a runner in that space. So the ability to be dual threat when you're outside the pocket, that's a big deal. And fortunately for him, that is something that he does well. And we've seen it a bunch at practice. And as we're going into our second game and moving forward, I do think that's going to be one part of the game that you're really going to see take off for him, is remaining a passer, putting his eyes down the field first, and making some plays that way too.
Jamin Davis with a healthy scratch yesterday. Just a little insight on the decision to make him inactive yesterday.
You got it, Candy. We actually put up 5 defensive tackles. We knew we were going to have like a pitch count, so to speak, on Johnny Newton. And so we felt with him 12 to 15 reps for his first game, we needed an extra big guy in the rotation for that game. So it was more by design. If Johnny was going to be up, then we were going to add an extra practice squad player up to have 5 defensive tackles as opposed to 5 DNs based on the limited playing time for Johnny. So that was by design.
I know you've talked about the running backs and, of course, the 7 field goals, but who else really stood out to you in yesterday's game?
I thought I'll give you two things. One is the first one, I would say, Zach Ertz. I thought he just made some impactful plays in this game. He's thoughtful. He knows how to get open. He can find the spots in the zones. He made some big plays for us. And then the other spot is on defense. And I thought Wagner and Luvu looked like a pair of linebackers that were square. They tackled. They blitzed. They just felt like they were in connection and concert together, Candy. And so those two, I really felt Frankie's physicality. There was a big hit early on one of the plays to Neighbors on the very first drive that he had a long catch and run, and you just saw Frankie hauling ass and going to get into the tackle. But he brings a lot of energy, not just to this team, but to the entire building. I love that, what he does. And then Bobby, I just felt him square and tackling, and that was, what we need from him, and he absolutely delivered. So those would be the three that I would point out to in the game.
Yeah, obviously the Austin Seibert story with 7 field goals is great. I'm wondering, as a coach, when you know this is a week-to-week business, how long does that buy him as a kicker in terms of having a game like that?
Well, I think just as your first game goes, you wouldn't have thought, somebody would, give 7 shots at it. But what I did tell him, you really delivered in this first moment with the team. It's not easy to be dropped down into a locker room and get going. But what he did establish right away, that he's somebody to be counted upon. And so, as you said earlier, like, we're in a performance business and that all counts. But, man, you couldn't have had a better start than him to not only hit the ones early, but to hit the game winner to go. So we were certainly impressed by him.
Hi, Coach. You joked earlier about that you're on to Cincinnati after you do some self-scouting. You have a lot of rookies on this team. This is going to be their first NFL primetime game. How do you prepare them for that moment on Monday night in Cincinnati?
Well, Liam, we try to keep as much as we can the same exact way. And so even with the game being on Monday night, we shift our entire schedule back one day. And so what would normally be as a Wednesday will be on a Thursday this week, and on and on and on all the way through. But the process of how we play and how we prepare, whether we're at Cincinnati or here or wherever that is, or down in Tampa, we want to make sure the process stays the same. And if you can stay consistently in that preparation and all it takes to go into it every single week, then what you can expect is then better performances, you know, as you're going. But no different approach and no different, standards for how we'll play. We have to have our attitude, ready to battle on the road and being able to handle noise and all of that with two of these games coming back to back.
Hey, Coach. I know we talked ad nauseum already about Austin's day yesterday, but there has to be something said about being able to wake up in the morning and kind of have that weight off your shoulders to know that you have a guy that can do that. Is that something you can speak to?
Yeah, I absolutely can. And going into it, I thought first to recognize Adam and Lance and the personnel department to say that just not going to back off in terms of the competing of what it would take to find it. And so Austin was somebody that we had spoke about a while back, even all the way back when we were at New York and New Jersey practicing against them and playing the Jets. So he was somebody that had just been on our radar, knowing that they had a good kicker in Greg Zuerlein. So if he was somebody that was going to be available, then he was somebody that we were going to consider. What does it mean to deliver for the team? A lot. Because we've been up and down in this spot of our special teams. I love the energy and the toughness that our special teams bring. So this is kind of the last piece, to stir the drink a little bit to make sure. I love the kickoff side. I was bummed that Austin didn't get the touchdown, but like, we're going to be a factor on special teams, the way we run, the way we hit. And so this was a really important piece to know that he can be counted on in those moments. So, yeah, it's a really big deal.
Dan Quinn with Reporters Today out in Ashburn. Loved him singling out three players. He said Zach Ertz, 4 grabs for 62 yards, including catches of 21 and 20. And then the linebackers who combined for 20 tackles, Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner, we thought were really good in the running game. Now, Singletary did average 6 a pop. The Giants, as a tandem, 17 carries for 97 yards. But I did think Wagner looked really good and just more comfortable, quicker than he did last week.
A little bit sure as a tackler.
Definitely. Yeah. Didn't have the missed tackles that he had a week ago in week one in the heat in Tampa. And then Louvu, he used the word physical. I mean, he was very noticeable. You and I said last week, maybe not as much so. I thought you noticed Frankie Louvu several times.
I think that's the way to put it, right? I mean, he when he's decisive and he goes, he gets there quicker than everybody, right? He's got that, whatever you want to call it, the burst, the suddenness, the explosion, whatever the industry terms that people like to use about it, but it's hard not to notice that dude.
It is time for Don't Forget About. After a day of talking about the Commanders, we leave you with one item from the game that maybe didn't get as much shine as it should.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love?
an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Don't you dare. I'm begging all of you. Don't you dare forget about that fumble punch from Benjamin St. Juiced. Here's why it's so special. Number one, the timing, the accuracy as somebody's moving right in front of you to be able to hit the ball at the exact right spot to force the fumble, key turnover, etc. But it's actually a really smart play in addition to obviously force a turnover that works. But he's on his way down. Someone else has him in the grasp. He's not going anywhere. So it's not as if you go for that and he wiggles out of something is going to go for another 30, 40 yards. That's when you do that. The first guy grabs him, holds him up. Second guy tries to rip it out, punch it out as the case may be. An outstanding big-time play by Benjamin St. Juiced.
Don't forget about Austin Seibert being signed a week ago today when they had released their place kicker who had missed both field goal attempts. And you and I and everybody else said, who are they going to bring in here? Oh, it's this guy, Austin Seibert. All right, let me look his background up. Oh, he kicked in Cleveland and Detroit and with the Jets. Okay, well, we'll see. The kicking carousel continues to spin. And then he went out and he made 7 field goals on 7 attempts. Now, I know they were all chip shots, long of 45. Most of them are extra point distance or in. But the snap to the hold, to the kick, the operation to be clean on all 7 kicks for him in his first game with this team, there were teammates I'm quite sure he's never even met before that he was meeting in the locker room before and after the game. And he goes out there a few days into signing with the team and makes 7 field goals in a win where they didn't have a touchdown. Awesome story why we love sports.
Yeah, you don't push one. You don't overcompensate and hook it a little bit, or you don't chunk one too low so that it gets blocked. I don't take that for granted. 7 out of 7 is 7 out of 7. That's a big deal.
Producer Darris was at the football game, said he would like to chime in on Don't Forget About before we get out of here.
Now, I'm actually going to steal this one from you because you tweeted it, but I also noticed it during the game yesterday. Don't Forget About, after that kind of near interception 50-50 play where Jaden Daniels lobbed it up to Zach Ertz and Zach Ertz ripped it away from the defender, Jaden Daniels got the offense quickly back to the line and got them to snap the ball and get the next play going.
Yes.
That is something this franchise has been missing since the beginning of time.
They can't
and it was so awesome to see it happen for once in my lifetime by my favorite team. Don't forget about that.
Yeah.
Thank
Every
you,
other team does this so routinely. It's just the easy, normal thing.
The quick snap.
You may have caught it. You may not have. In this case, it actually looked like it might have been intercepted. Certainly, Dable thought so. I don't think it would have been overturned for a pick. But the defender basically landed with the ball on his chest. Ertz was fighting for it, ripped it out. Point is, he wanted to challenge it, and he couldn't because the Commanders rushed to the line, got a snap off, and it was too late.
Or even if he could have challenged it, you force a decision before you have all the information, the quick snap. It's so routine and so mundane. And that's really a theme, a microcosm, if you will, of this sort of post-Snyder era. Things that people take for granted if they root for an NFL football team, like adequate practice facilities, a stadium that doesn't leak sewage. These are big deals because it's normal. It's normal around here to have normal things happen like a quick snap.
Let's hope Victory Mondays become more normal around these parts.
Right?
A very rare Victory Monday on Grant and Danny. We got to get you your Nats starting lineups and pitching matchups presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, no estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Opposite Sean Manea, Jake Irvin on the bump, leading off playing right field, Dylan Cruz. Batting second in left field, the James Wood. Batting third at first base, Juan Yepez. Your cleanup hitter, DH, Andres Chaparro. Batting fifth at second base, batting sixth at third, Ildemar Vargas. Seventh, Keber Ruiz doing the catching. Your guy, my guy, our guy, Jacob Young in center field. And Nassim Nunez batting ninth, playing shortstop. CJ Abrams available off the bench today, recovering.
James Wood, 2 home runs yesterday, joined Bryce Harper and Juan Soto as the youngest Nationals to have multi home run games. Quite a performance for him. Nats kicking off their series with the Mets. Let's get game day weather presented by Pepco. Storm season's here. We know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. Darris.
Cool and cloudy night in Queens. where it is 70 degrees. It'll be in the mid-60s throughout the night. No chance of rain, but it will be cloudy and a little bit windy. Let's get a ball to push over that right field wall tonight.
I'll take it as long as the locals hit that baseball. Let's give away tickets right now. I got two of them for caller 10 at 800-636-1067. If you want to go to the Caps 50 Fest, this looks like a lot of fun. Join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps 50th anniversary Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Caps 50 Fest is going to have over 60 alumni in attendance. The Caps' current roster, photo opportunities, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. What an amazing night. Tickets on sale for $19.74. It's because the Caps were born in 1974.
Oh.
For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Congrats to whoever wins those tickets. For Darius, Ryan, Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Enjoy the Nats tonight. Austin Eckler's on the show tomorrow at 5. Don't miss him. He is always very, very good.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is brought to you by Reynolds and Power Home Team, Keller Williams Realty. Injuries in the NFL. Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco has a fractured fibula. He's going to undergo surgery this week. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. And Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp has an ankle injury. He's expected to miss extended time and could go on injured reserve. Other NFL news, the Panthers are benching quarterback Bryce Young. Andy Dalton will take over next week. And tonight, Monday Night Football, the Falcons will take on the Eagles. A.J. Brown is out for Philadelphia. In baseball, the Nationals begin a 3-game series against the Mets tonight in New York. 7:10 first pitch right here on The Fan. Jake Irvin takes on Sean Manaea. Want to hear the fastest way to know what your home would sell for? Reach out to Empower Home Team. Simply text your address to 800-763-3000. No phone call, just text your address to 800-763-3000. That's 800-763-3000. From the Crop Metcalf, 5-star sports desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.